You have Israel, the fourth most powerful military in the world, against a defenseless population. Hamas, they barely have a... They don't have any armored weapons. They don't have... Sorry, not... Well, they have the rockets, but they're completely non-established if you're comparing them to Israel and nuclear power.
Israeli bombs have hit densely populated civilian areas. About half of those killed in the Gaza Strip have been women and children. Yesterday, a missile hit a home, killing 11 civilians. Yesterday and today, a missile also hit a building where members of the media are based. According to Palestinian Islamic Jihad, one of its top militants was killed in today's blast. Ahmad Sadaldin helped organize the Students for Justice in Palestine protests today. He worries the bombings could have been intentional acts to keep operations in the Palestinian region under wraps.
I feel like they don't want anyone in the world to really know what's going on there. So when you attack the media, you're discouraging others because they're fearing for the safety of their lives now. So if they can't get into Gaza, who's going to tell the truth?
Students for Justice in Palestine's Hanin Ali also helped organize another demonstration. It drew more than 175 activists to a street-side protest in Temple Terrace on Saturday. She said the group didn't chant during the protests, but instead waved signs, calling attention to the fact that it isn't just Muslims being affected by the violence.
We always try to strategize in a way that we're going to relate our point to people in a way that they will understand it, because an occupation is outside of the normal frame of reference here in the United States. So in order for us to kind of relate better to people, we need to speak in a language that they will understand. And people knowing that there are Christians there kind of fights the misconception that Palestinians are only Muslims, which that's not true. There are Jewish Palestinians, there are Christian Palestinians as well. So it is important for us to kind of to make it a point that this isn't a religious issue.
Even before the two USF student-led demonstrations, Naveen al-Nawawi held a large Palestinian flag during a separate vigil at downtown Tampa's Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park on Friday. Al-Nawawi is the daughter of a Palestinian refugee.
And it's devastating to Gaza, its people and Palestinians who are refugeed outside, because we feel very limited. We cannot reach there, we cannot enter there, and it's going to be unlivable by 2050.
The vigil was a way for the group to pay respects to those who have lost their lives, but also to raise awareness of the escalating violence. The group of about a dozen activists joked as they made signs calling for Palestinian freedom that most Americans are uneducated about the issue. Not far away from them, Chris Scarnelli sat on a bench watching weekend activity unfolding at Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park. They were right. Scarnelli didn't know much about the issue, but enough to know people were dying.
I just wish everybody lived at peace. You know, I don't see anyone get hurt, nothing like that, but just, why can't we all get along? Lack of communication somewhere.
One of the peace activists, Amanda Cruz, traveled to Palestine last summer. While there, she also went to a predominantly Jewish area of Jerusalem. Cruz said she doesn't just want to raise awareness about Palestinian suffering to U.S. citizens, but to Israelis as well.
Many of them don't know outside of the walls. And they believe that there are Palestinians outside of these walls within close proximity that can do things to hurt them. But in reality, the Palestinians are very far away from them. But it's this idea that they don't know. It's unseen to them.
Cruz said she saw refugee camps in Palestinian territories where people are permanently displaced without a country to call home. Others she saw bullied and harassed by Israeli military.
Every Friday they have demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations, where they go out and they protest against the IDF. And the IDF will throw, I don't know how to call them, but there's like basically like gas bombs over to the people. The people have nothing, mind you. They just have flags and their voices, and they're protesting for change, and they will throw these things over. And the guy went with me, and we picked up some that had been already just, they were cold and stuff. And he was like, oh my God, this is made in Pennsylvania. I recognize this.
Last week, the U.S. defended the attacks on Gaza during an emergency U.N. hearing. Steve Gentile, a member of Occupy Tampa who helped organize Friday's vigil, thinks the U.S. supports Israel too much, including financially.
The U.S. needs to divest from supporting Israel. We give $3 billion a year out of U.S. tax dollars to support them. So I guess that's where I would start.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn issued a statement expressing his concerns for Tampa's sister city, Ashdod, Israel. At the opening of a seasonal outdoor ice rink in the park just feet from the Palestine vigil, Buckhorn said even though Israel is protecting their citizens, he's concerned for both Palestinians and Israelis.
I mean, I don't think in either case that the response was necessarily warranted, because you're going to have a lot of innocent civilians that will be hurt. You have a lot of property damage. You'll have people that will be killed as a result of this on both the Israeli side and the Palestinian side. And so I don't know who started it. I don't know who fired the first shot, but very rarely is the escalation of violence the answer.